Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And thank you for joining us for day two of our lesson about Maya Moore reaching for the heights. Of course, she is a basketball player, and she's a very successful basketball player. Yesterday, we learned about some of her difficulties, some of the things that her and her mom faced together, things that brought them closer together. But as a basketball player, Maya Moore, I'm sure, is very competitive. Well, do you like competition? Are you good with competition? Carolyn, what do you think about this?
Well, I am actually not a fan of competition. I don't like to compete with people. I feel enough pressure from myself. I don't need any more from others.
Okay, you don't like competing with people. Nathaniel, do you like competing with others?
Well, it kind of depends. In some areas, I don't like competition, but in others, I do find it fun, especially if it's just a game and it doesn't matter that much.
I agree. Sometimes I'm actually motivated to get better when I'm watching someone else. Like if they're playing drums, I feel like I need to get better. Maybe I don't tell them it's a competition, but in my heart, I'm kind of competing. I want to get better. Well, friends, we're going to learn all about Maya Moore today, a winning partnership. Let's get started with the first reading of the day.
Maya Moore, Reaching for the Heights. A winning partnership. About a year later, mother and daughter moved to Georgia, where Maya continued to play basketball. In high school, she had the opportunity to play basketball against some of the nation's best players. The competition improved her skills. Maya led her team to 125 victories and 3 state championships. During this time, she was named the National Player of the Year twice. Universities competed to recruit her for their women's basketball programs.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Today, we're continuing our profile on professional basketball player Maya Moore. Before we jump into the article, here is your vocabulary. Championship. Championship is a noun. Our school team has won 2 national championships and hopes to win another one this weekend. Approach. Approach is a verb. Stacy approached the worry because she knew she hadn't studied enough. Consideration. Consideration is a noun. Before you quit your job, you should give it a great deal of serious consideration. Your more information words are recruit. Recruit is a verb. Rookie. Rookie is a noun. Now, let's get started with the article.
Yesterday we learned that Maya and her mother were more than teammates, and today we see that they are a winning partnership, or a partnership that wins. And we looked at teammates and we want to look at partnership today. That's a word bank word, partnership. You've probably heard the word partner before. Partnership is a noun, just describing when 2 people come together to work together. How could we use this in a sentence or an example of a partnership, Carolyn?
Well, that's right. So a partnership is when 2 people come together, or more than 2 people, and they work together, and they have about the same responsibilities, and they have to do things to make it work. You might have a partnership at work. Maybe there are 2 people in charge, not just 1 boss, but 2. They have a partnership. How else can you use this word, Gabe?
Well, I think of my sister who is a lawyer, and she's had to work for law firms where there are often 2 partners who are ahead of her, and they have a partnership working together on some cases. But we're talking today about a winning partnership, and this makes me think of the phrase, a win-win situation. That means it's good for both people, good for everybody. It's a win-win situation. That's a good partnership.
That's right. And you could have partnerships in business or two partners in entertainment that work together. Also, marriage is a kind of partnership. Okay, the next sentence says, about a year later, mother and daughter moved to Georgia, where Maya continued to play basketball. You'll remember that they first lived in Missouri, they moved to North Carolina, where things did not go well, and now they are in Georgia. What happened in Georgia, Carolyn?
Well, we see in high school, she had the opportunity to play basketball against some of the nation's best players. So it sounds like this move from North Carolina to Georgia was also very good for her basketball career. How does this continue, Gabe?
Well, the competition improved her skills. So, of course, when you're playing against the best players, you are going to improve. When you play against somebody, I usually think of sports when I see this phrase, to play against somebody. That means you have an opponent, you have a team, and people who are playing against you. You both want to win, you're playing against each other. And then, of course, you can improve.
So hopefully, if you're part of some kind of competition, you can use it to improve yourself, even if you don't enjoy competition that much. Look at Maya. The next sentence says, Maya led her team to 125 victories and 3 state championships. That is very impressive. Maya is a great leader. And we want to look at this phrase, to lead someone or something to, or here, led something to. How can we use this phrase, Carolyn?
Well, here we see that Maya was a leader. She led her team to 3 state championships. That's amazing. It's a very big deal. But you can also lead someone a little bit more physically. Instead of leading them to this event, you could lead someone to a place. Maybe my friend led me to a new restaurant because I didn't know where it was. How else can you use this, Gabe?
Well, I was thinking more about maybe the title of today's lesson, Reaching for the Heights. I think Maya Moore has led her team to greater heights. You want to be more successful in the future. That means you are attaining or achieving greater heights, getting to a higher place in life. And Maya Moore has led her team to greater heights.
Okay. There's also a word in this sentence that we want to look at, the word championship. If you play sports, you might be familiar with this word, but it's a word bank word today. When does a championship happen, Gabe?
A championship happens toward the end of all the basketball games, the basketball season. The end of a sports season is the championship games, or the championship game, when you figure out who is the champion, who is the top team.
And all kinds of sports have championships, and the word champion means winner, so it kind of makes sense. Championship, champion. The next sentence says, during this time, she was named the National Player of the Year twice. Player of the Year, the best player of the year, is what that means when you say of the year. That's another phrase that we want to talk about. A noun of the year. Time magazine has a person of the year. They did something important. What are other ways that we could use this phrase, Carolyn?
Well, you don't have to just say of the year. It could be any time frame. So you could also say employee of the month or student of the week. There are many different ways you can use this phrase to show how much you appreciate someone for being number one during that time.
That's right, Carolyn. Actually, I was student of the week one time in fifth grade. Mrs. Burke made me student of the week. I guess I was nice enough and good enough to be student of the week. So yeah, you can be something of the year, of the month, of the week. While we continue, universities competed to recruit her for their women's basketball programs. So it looks like she wasn't the only one competing. Universities were also competing for her. They wanted her on their team. Well, let's continue by learning something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi,
everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 partnership 这个名词。Partnership 是指合作关系或者是合伙的关系。例如 the partnership between these two companies brought in a great profit. 这两家公司的合作带来了高额的收益。如果是和某个对象合作的话是用 go into partnership with someone 这个句型。例如 Lawrence went into partnership with his college pal. Lawrence 和大学时候的好朋友一起合作。继续我们看另外一个也是用到 SHIP 这个字尾的名词 championship。Championship 是指冠军的称号或头衔。例如 the two teams will fight for the NFL championship tonight. 这两支队伍今天晚上会争夺美国足球联盟的冠军头衔。Championship 跟 champion 不太一样。Championship 是指冠军头衔，但是 champion 是指得到优胜或冠军的人。例如 the champion will take home a brand new car.冠军可以带回家一部全新的车子。
We're learning all about Maya Moore today, and we found out that she led her high school to a lot of victories and 3 state championships so far. She was also named the Player of the Year twice, the National Player of the Year. So she has had a lot of successes so far. We also just started learning about how different universities were competing to recruit her for their basketball programs. Let's continue learning about this now.
Maya Moore, Reaching for the Heights. Maya and her mother approached the college decision like they did everything.With careful consideration, Maya chose the University of Connecticut. In her 4 years at the University of Connecticut, she led the school to a 150-4 record. After graduating in 2011, Maya was the first choice of the professional team, the Minnesota Lynx. She rewarded them with the 2011 WNBA title and was named Rookie of the Year.No wonder many call Maya one of the best to ever play the game.
Well, Maya just continues to do amazing things. Starting this section, the sentence says, Maya and her mother approached the college decision like they did everything with careful consideration.Okay, there are a few words that we want to talk about in this sentence. And the first is approached, or to approach. It means to come up to something, kind of to get close to it, but it can be used in some different ways. What's one of those ways, Gabe?
Well, maybe you have a deadline coming up soon. You need to finish your homework or your project by a certain date.The date is approaching. The deadline is approaching. You need to get it done.You could also use this to talk about how you come up to people and talk to them. I sometimes think about being a person who is easy to approach. I want to be someone who is easy to approach. I don't want people to be scared to approach me. I want to be easy to approach. How else could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, in this sentence, we see that Maya and her mother approached a decision that they needed to make. So it's not something you can actually get close to, but more how you do something. Mm-hmm. So here, approach is how you do something, and you should approach things carefully. You should give it a lot of thought when you're making a big decision. Now, there is a second word, and it talks about how they approached this decision with careful consideration. And consideration is also from our word bank today. Can you tell us a little bit about consideration, Nathaniel?
Well, consideration is thinking something over. So careful consideration is to look at something, look at all of the details, and decide what is best in this case. You might also see the phrase for your consideration, mm-hmm. when you give something to someone to consider.
That's right. Sometimes, maybe I imagine that some of these universities might have written something like that when they were trying to recruit Maya. For your consideration, maybe you want to think about our university, our basketball program. Just for your consideration, we're interested in you. This word is kind of similar to the word considerate, but it's a little bit different. If you are a considerate person, that means you are thoughtful and kind. You think about other people. But here we're talking about consideration, something for you to think about.
Okay, and the next sentence says, Maya chose the University of Connecticut. So they thought over this decision. They had different colleges to choose from, and she chose the University of Connecticut. What does the next sentence tell us about her time there, Carolyn?
Well, we know that the University of Connecticut is a very good school for basketball, and we see that in her 4 years at the University of Connecticut, she led the school to a 150-4 record. So that means that her team won 150 games and only lost 4. That's a very, very impressive record, isn't it, Nathaniel?
Yes, it was the best that team had ever done. You also see in that sentence that same pattern, to lead something to or led something to. The next sentence says, after graduating in 2011, Maya was the first choice of the professional team, the Minnesota Lynx. So she had done very well in college basketball, and now she is moving on to the WNBA. What does the next sentence say, Gabe?
Well, she rewarded them with the 2011 WNBA title and was named Rookie of the Year. So it's kind of a fun way of saying this. She rewarded them with something. They chose her, and she rewarded them with this title. That means they got the championship. And Carolyn, what is a rookie?
Well, a rookie is someone in their first year of a sport. So we might say, oh, it's their first year playing basketball, so they are a rookie. They don't have that much experience. Mm-hmm. But you can also use rookie to apply to things outside of sports in many other situations. Do you have an example, Nathaniel?
Well, I've only been at Studio Classroom for a few months, so I guess you could call me a rookie here. I don't have that much experience yet, but a rookie is not necessarily a bad thing. Maya was a Rookie of the Year, and now we see that no wonder many call Maya one of the best to ever play the game. Now, have either of you seen Maya Moore play a game before?
No. Now, I haven't seen her play a game yet, but I do want to add that word yet, because especially after enjoying this lesson about Maya Moore and seeing where she has come to, she's reached some great heights. I would like to see her play in the WNBA.
I'm sure she would be amazing to watch. Right now, we want to go over to the info cloud and learn from Steve and Kim. After that, we'll watch a review skit and then learn from Michelle in the language lab.
Maya Moore is an amazing athlete. Let's talk a bit about some of the reasons why.
Okay, we'll start with her standing vertical leap, which is sports talk for how high someone can jump from a standing position. Add Maya's amazing 66-centimeter vertical leap to her 183-centimeter frame, and you've got, in theory, a player who is 2.5 meters tall.
Wow. By the way, everyone, the average vertical leap for men in the NBA is 71 centimeters, just 5 more centimeters than Maya.
Okay, another thing that makes Maya great is her quick muscle reflexes. With the help of modern technology, we've learned that Maya can move her hand faster than the striking speed of a rattlesnake.
Incredible. Which helps her to steal the ball and cause turnovers, making her a feared defender.
Finally, let's mention Maya's peripheral vision, which she skillfully uses to maintain a sense of what's happening on the court. She uses it to see where other players are and to predict where they're going.
Which is valuable when you're playing defense, shooting the ball, driving toward the basket, or setting up a play for a teammate.
金德克文说 Maya 是美国职业女篮有史以来最佳的球员之一 能够有如此的成就不是没有原因的 首先 Maya 有高超的 vertical leap 弹跳力 也就是从一个半蹲的姿势 直接往上跳。Vertical leap 是训练球员的爆发力。Maya 的弹跳力能跳到66公分那么高，那是非常可观的。另外呢，就是他的 quick muscle reflex, 快速的肌肉反射，以及他的 peripheral vision,周边视力。 peripheral 就是周边周围的， peripheral vision 指的就是眼睛所看见的中心视野以外的东西。一个篮球选手必须要具备这三种条件才能够成为出色的球员。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Go go! I'm practicing basketballI want to be like Maya Moore.
I know. Hey, what happened to Maya after her mother lost her job?
Well, they moved to Georgia, and Maya continued to play basketball.
Oh, was she on the high school team?
Yeah, and she played against some of the nation's best players.
Huh. Competition improves skills.
Maya led her team to 125 victories.They won 3 state championships.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she was named the National Player of the Year twice.
Twice is nice.
Universities competed to recruit her.
How did she choose which university?
With careful consideration.
And?
And she chose the University of Connecticut.
And?
And she led the team to a 150-4 record.
And?
And after graduation, she was the first choice of the Minnesota Lynx.
Hey, they won the WNBA title last year.
Yeah, and Maya was named Rookie of the Year.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I think she's one of the best to ever play basketball.
Hey, pass me the ball.
Why?
I want to practice and be like Maya Moore.
Oh, yeah? Well, I want to be more like Maya Moore.
No, I want to be more like Maya.
No, it's my basketball.
I want to be more like Maya.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 approach 这个动词。Approach 是指对待或着手处理。例如 ,we better approach this sensitive matter with great tact. 我们最好很有技巧的来处理这件敏感事情。Approach 也指接近。例如 ,the police approached the stolen car carefully. 警察小心翼翼地接近这台赃车。最后我们来看的是 consideration 这个不可数的名词。Consideration 是指仔细考虑或斟酌。例如 ,we have to take into consideration the benefits for our kids when making the decision. 我们在做决定的时候必须要考虑到对孩子的好处。Consideration 也指体谅。例如 ,Ted shows no consideration for others. Ted 一点都不体谅别人。And it's time to go back to our teachers.
Well, you may not have seen Maya Moore play a game, but what is the most exciting live sports game that you have been to? What do you two think?
Oh, well, a live sports game. I've been to a few. I've been to some basketball games and university and, some baseball games. I think one exciting game was when the score was pretty close at a baseball game. And, some of the baseballs kept comingand being hit over into the stands where me and a couple of friends were. And so that was pretty exciting to see the baseballs hit in our direction. Carolyn, what about you?
Well, that does sound very exciting. I have been to several girls basketball games. The team at my high school was very good, and they went to the state championship every year. And for the past 5 years, they have won. They are the reigning state champions, and it's always a very close and exciting game.
Well, it is fun to see a live sports event that is exciting, and I hope that you've had that chance too. We're going to talk a little bit more about Maya Moore tomorrow on Studio Classroom, and we hope that you can join us. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
last, Tom had to tell her that he couldn't find the way forward or back.
Tom, we're lost. We're lost. We'll never, never get out of this terrible place. Oh, why did we ever leave the others?
After a time, Tom took Becky's candle and blew it out. No words were needed. Becky understood. They had to save their candles. She knew that Tom had a whole candle and 3 or 4 pieces in his pocket, but they had to use them carefully. She began to lose all hope. At last, Becky couldn't go any farther. She sat down. Tom sat with her, and they talked about home and the friends there and the comfortable beds and, most of all, the light. After a time, Becky fell asleep. When she woke, Tom said,
"I'm glad you slept, Becky. You'll feel rested now, and we'll find the way out."
A long time after that, Tom said they must go quietly and listen for water. They must find a spring. They found one in the end, and Tom said it was time to rest again. When Becky wanted to go on, Tom was silent for a moment. Then he said,
"Becky, can you bear it if I tell you something? I'm afraid we must stay here, where there's water to drink. This little piece is our last candle. We must wait till they find us."
Becky cried, but at last she said,
"When will they miss us, Tom?"
"When they get back to the boat, I expect."
"Tom, it might be dark then. Would they notice we weren't there?"
"I don't know, but of course your mother will miss you as soon as they arrive."